This is The Chronicle, a podcast that goes through the journey of life, love, self, and togetherness, facing the daily struggles life has to offer. Once again, this is The Chronicle, the podcast. Welcome back to another week, another episode. This is episode 73, When You Play the Victim. Now, before we get into today's episode, I do want to apologize for my inconsistency. Like, I apologize. But as far as that, I mean, we are growing here. We are achieving. I think that's the goal. I feel as if everyone who listens to me on a weekly basis as much as they can, they understand that in order to achieve a certain level of success in your life, you have to be able to own up to all your mistakes, and you have to take, like, accountability. Accountability is, like, the big, you know, key factor. If you don't take accountability, if you don't have that, you know, self-awareness about yourself, how can you be able to achieve a certain level of success in your life if you're not able to look at yourself in the mirror and self-reflect and, you know, do the proper work that needs to be put into yourself so you're able to achieve whatever amount of success you want to achieve? And that just stems from not being the victim in a way, because being the victim will allow you to create this narrative that everyone's around to get you, or that is the situation that you're in has nothing to do with you, it's not your fault, and the person did this to you and this, that, and the third. We have to get out of that victim mindset, because if you stay in the victim mindset and you stay in that mind frame that people did this to you and they did that and you have no, you know, part in it, you didn't play no role in it, then how are you going to be able to level up in a sense? I'm here for leveling up. We level up over here. We put the work in, we put the time in, we put the dedication, we put the hours in, and then we understand, you know, what needs to change in order to progress in your future. If you don't understand what needs to be changed, then how are you able to, you know, progress in your future? How are you able to sit there and say, I'm doing better in this area, in this area, in that area, but at the same time, to your core, to your foundation, you are still the same, and you're still being a victim. Being a victim makes you feel as if you are lesser than, and I don't want no one to feel as if they're lesser than. You are more than just, you know, bottom line, you know, structure. It's more to just being the victim in a sense. Being the victim means, you know, this happened to you. Instead of saying this happened to you, ask why it happened to you. Because everything happens for a reason in a sense. And if that reason is going to perceive you to be better in whatever the case situation you come into, then I suggest you understand the reason why you are put in that particular situation, particular person in your pathway, whatever the case may be. You have to look at it into an open view, and you have to think about every single aspect, because just thinking about it narrow-sighted and using that mindset of being the victim and not actually focusing on everything that happened around you, it really becomes detrimental to how you want to move forward in your future. And moving forward in your future is something that you have to look after. You have to protect. If you don't protect your future, then what else is there to, you know, have, you know, in order to protect? Because your future is the thing that's going to basically take you from where you are now to where you're supposed to go. Like I said, always, your story is written out for you. You are writing your destiny. You are writing your story. Don't sit there and dwell on past mistakes. Don't sit there and dwell on past situations. Don't sit there and say, what happens if I would have done this differently? We can't, because saying the what ifs, it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change the fact that it happened. Yes, it happened to you. Yes, they did this. Yes, they did that. This person hurt you. Okay, that's cool. Now you understand that they did, they played their role into whatever happened. Now you have to look at yourself and say, what role did you play in it? Because we all play a role regardless of the situation. Me, I know there's been plenty of times probably where I've hurt somebody, right? Because I feel like everyone, even if you are a good, genuine person, you've hurt someone before. So it's probably been a time I hurt someone. And they probably think I'm a bad person in their story, which is okay because we're always a bad person in somebody's story. And they're probably sitting there thinking I'm just full of it. And at the same time, they're not taking accountability or ownership of why it may cause me to react a certain way. Yeah, some people are just full of shit and some people just don't care. Those people are just weird. Okay, in that case, they did you wrong. You know, it is what it is. Keep pushing. Because at the same time, you shouldn't be dealing with people who don't care. People who are just nonchalant, don't care about your feelings and stuff like that. You shouldn't be dealing with people like that. Because at the same time, they have no respect for you. And why are you dealing with someone who doesn't have respect for you? And they don't care about how you react. Because like I said, as humans, we all react differently. So for someone to not be self-aware and not care about another person, that individual, how they might react to the reaction that you possessed on them, it's kind of toxic in a way, because it's like you lack that, you know, self-awareness that things can go left. The way you treat people, you don't ever know how someone will react to the way you treat them. People are crazy out here. you treat someone bad, they will be malicious and have that evil connotation within them to want to get back at you. So I just want everyone to be aware of how you treat others. Karma is real, and it comes back to bite you. You think you are doing, you know, something good and for your favor because you're being selfish for yourself. But at the same time, when you're being selfish for yourself, it's going to come triple times back to you because it's going to be reversed. And you're going to think someone's messing with you and they're just doing it for themselves too. So that's always something to, you know, look at. But back to what I was saying. So yeah, basically, if I did someone wrong and they're looking at me as the bad guy only, and they're not taking fully accountability for their actions they played in, and it's like, how can you ever learn from those mistakes? We can sit here and all day and nitpick what the other person did to you, what the other person said about you, or what the other person did to make you feel some type of way. We can say that all day. We can sit here and we can talk about it. You can vent, whatever the case may be. But if you're not willing to look at yourself and see what you caused in the situation. And it's not about taking away what they did to you. We're not taking that away. What they did to you, we understand, is wrong. What they did was wrong. The situation that happened was wrong. We're not taking that away from you. Because that's your story. That's your truth. You get me? But at the same time, I don't want people to stay in this mindset of they did me wrong. And then you keep getting into these patterns and in these situationships and relationships, and you're not learning from what happened because you're thinking everyone's doing you wrong. Well, you have to understand that a part of you has to grow, because nine times out of ten, not everybody in the world is not going to have that nonchalant, I don't care about your feelings, I don't care about what you think, their attitude when it comes towards people in general. Sometimes people are going to go out, act a certain way based off the way you are treating them. Therefore, even if you think you're treating a person good, you may have an attitude that is bad. You may be annoying, you may be a controlling, whatever the case may be. There's certain factors that come to play and reasons why people do certain things. We can even talk about De'Ara and Ken. Very popular YouTube couple. Love them together. I don't even watch YouTube couples like that. I don't even watch YouTube like that, period, unless it's for other things like cooking or a few podcasts to listen to, music videos, and things like that. But they are a very popular YouTube couple. Ken cheated. Okay, we know that. He cheated. Damn, Ken, why you cheated? And everybody, I'm watching these YouTubers or people, Instagrammers who are like do YouTube and do commentary. And this one girl was like, we're not going to excuse Ken from cheating, but we see what De'Ara played in, you know, the role for him to cheat. They're saying they're not going to excuse him for cheating, basically. Allegedly, he cheated. But they're not saying they're going to excuse him from cheating. But we understand perhaps why he cheated, because of De'Ara and the way, you know, she acts towards him. So is that some, is a situation where you want to self-reflect in a way? Perhaps. I mean, we're not going to excuse cheating because cheating is just, that's dead. Once someone cheats, I feel as though that's just grounds for termination. It's grounds for cut that person off, get them out your life, and carry on, in my personal opinion. But hey, that's me, you know. We're not going to excuse that. But at the same time, is that grounds for D'Erica to look in herself, maybe see what she did? Because like I said, we don't excuse cheating. Cheating is something that a guy has to deal with. That's a pride thing. That's an ego thing. That is totally onto him. We're not excusing that. What he did was wrong. If he had to feel a certain type of way, he should have communicated. Point blank, period. But at the same time, like, I want to lose that argument. I'm going to use that question because that is a rebuttal question, you know, not defending no one's side, not just saying who's right or who's wrong. But is that a way that we can say that D'Erica could, you know, learn from the situation or maybe look inside herself and self-reflect? But at the same time, no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear you need to look into yourself. No one wants to hear you need to change your ways. You maybe need to learn this, that, and third. No one wants to hear that when you've been done wrong. Trust me, I understand. No one wants to hear a person that they're venting to say, hey, maybe you're doing something wrong here. Maybe you need to look into yourself. Because it's like, damn, I'm trying to vent to you. I understand it. I get it. I was in a situation similar. Someone was venting to me. I'm like, maybe, you know, I see it. You just don't see it because you're stuck in a way that you think they did you wrong. They did you wrong. Yeah, we know they did you wrong. But this is not about them anymore. This is about you. This is about what you can learn. This is about what we can get from this situation and what we can do to make you grow better and you can level up so you won't have to deal with this bullshit ever again. That's what I want everyone to get out of the situation. I want everyone to get that out of all their situations. It's not about how bad they did you wrong. It's not about how bad the situation is. It's not about how much, if you were gambling, how much money you lost. It's not about if you were robbed. It's not about the robbery. Yes, we understand it. The fact is, we understand the facts. The fact was, if you're gambling, you lost a lot of money. The fact is, you were driving and someone, you know, robbed you. That is a fact. A fact is, that person cheated on you. Fact is, that person did you wrong, did you dirty. We understand that. That's a fact. We're not taking away the facts away from you. But what we're trying to do is gather more evidence, look inside you, and see how the outcome could have changed. Because if the outcome could have changed, we can stop this from happening in other situations in your life. If you're gambling, maybe, hey, only take a certain amount of money to the casino instead of taking your whole goddamn paycheck. Example one. If you're going into a new relationship, maybe not look through the guy's phone or look through the girl's phone, or, you know, maybe not follow them on social media. Hey, if that prevents from what happened previously to happen in this relationship, then we're going to do everything that we can as a growth, as acknowledging who we are, self-work, self-knowledge, where we're not going to stoop down to their level. We're not going to be malicious. We're not going to be evil in a sense. But that's hard to do. I can say all day. I can pretend that it's easy to do, but actually it's hard to do. No one said it was going to be easy. It's never easy getting out that victim mindset, because we all want to be the victim. We all want people to feel sorry for us. We all want to scream we hate the world and we hate men and we hate women. We all want to do that because it's easier to do that. It's really hard to look into yourself and say, hey, I did this and I played this role into this scenario and it's partly my fault. We don't want to do that. Because if we do that, that means acknowledging the hurt. That means acknowledging the pain. That means acknowledging that we have to heal and we have to grow up. And most of us don't want to grow up. Like, sometimes you have to grow up. You can't sit there and dwell on the mistakes that happened. You can't sit there and dwell on what a person did and what you expected them not to do because you thought they were something different. When people show you your actions their first time, believe them. Believe these people. They're not hiding from you. They're showing you their true colors. And true colors, to me, just shows how much you really care. For me, I acknowledge the situation once. I give a person two times. Someone said you should give them three chances, but I'm really stuck on two. The reason they said three is because you tell them the first time, you know, you tell the person the first time that you don't like something. They do it the second time. Okay. You know, that's a little warning for that. And then they do it a third time. Oh, hell no. That's just a behavior. That's a characteristic. They're not going to change that. So cut their ass off. For me, I say second time because I told you the first time. Why would you do it again? You know, it's like I'm telling a kid, they're by the stove. Don't put your hand on that stove. It's hot. And they're tempted to do it the second time. They try to do it and they put their hand on the stove and they want to cry. No, I told you not to do it the first time. So why would you do it again? You get me? And there's not going to be no third time because I'm pretty sure after the third time they ain't going to do it no more because they understand that it's hot and they won't touch it. But for me, I feel like after two times, I told you one time. I told you the first time I didn't like what you did. You do it a second time. Now you're playing me as a joke, as a fool, and you're being disrespectful. At this point, there's nothing for us to discuss. And that's where that attitude, that, you know, that energy that I just gave, that's from just knowing your self-worth. If you know your self-worth, you wouldn't put up with half of the things that you're dealing with right now. If you know your self-worth, it will be easier to walk away from situations that no longer benefit you. I always say this, love will never be enough. Not for me personally. Love will never be enough. There's more to the factor. I can love you to death and never speak to you again. Because at the same time, I love me more than I would love you. That's how it should be, you know? You can't sit back and allow a person to treat you any kind of way, do you any kind of way. Because the only reason why they're doing you that way is basically because you're allowing it. And that's how you feel about yourself. Because if you feel a certain way about yourself, that's how they're going to treat you. But if you feel that, you know, you all this, that, and a bag of chips, then I'm pretty sure that I'm going to walk all over you and disrespect you and treat you like you're not because they understand that you know your worth. And you are able to walk away whenever you freaking want to. And that is the beauty of knowing your self-worth. That is the beauty of not living in the victim mindset. Because living in the victim mindset, you will just get caught up in thinking everyone's out to get you. You'll be caught up in thinking everybody's the same way. And every situation you get in isn't your fault. And it's always them. And it's never you. I hate to break it to you. But sometimes it can be you. Sometimes you can be the person that's causing those situations in your life to continue to get worse when you get a new situation. I mean, you see people getting in situations over and over again, and they're wondering why it's not working out. And it's like, because you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're not, you know, changing your ways. I believe that's a definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Like, why would you continue to do the same thing? And you know it's not going nowhere. It's not taking you nowhere. Some people are so predictable. When they get into another situation, you can basically write out what's going to happen because they didn't learn from the previous situation. And I've been there. I've been on the road of not learning of what I should have learned. And then it's like, you know, what the hell? I should have learned this, that, and third, but I didn't. So I feel like we've all been there. It's a learning process within itself. It's something that you have to take ownership of. This is taking ownership of your life. This is saying, hey, I'm not going to sit here and dwell on what could have been. I'm not going to sit here and dwell on the past and what they did to me or how the situation played out. What I'm going to do as a person that wants better for my life, who wants to not feel as if everything and everyone is out to get me, I want to be in control over my life. I want to be in control over my destiny. I want to be in control over my future. In order for me to do that, I'm going to have to get out of this victim mindset and I'm going to have to start taking accountability and ownership of everything that happens to me. Because at the end of the day, you have control. Majority of us have control over who we allow in our lives. Majority of us have control over who we interact with. We have that control. Most people don't, but majority of us do. So you have that control. I want you to take back your life. Don't let someone stress you out who's living their life. These people who quote unquote did you wrong, played a role in your life, made it feel as if it was a tragic story, in a moment, you know, these few moments that you're living in your life. These people are living their lives. They're not worried about you because at the same time, they got over the situation and you're still stuck. You're still stuck because you're stuck in the victim mindset. You're not allowing yourself to progress. You're allowing yourself to stay down. You're not allowing yourself to achieve what you know you're capable of achieving because you haven't let go of the situation. You haven't healed. You haven't got over it. And I'm not saying healing, it happens overnight. It doesn't. Because in order to heal, you have to leave the situation completely. In order to heal, you can't go back. In order to heal, you have to leave the past where the past is. And many of us don't want to do that. Many of us want to keep opening old wounds and old can of worms and seeing if it get different results. Like, if you open back a wound, if you say something different to that person or the situation, it might change the outcome. No, the outcome is still going to be the outcome. Whatever happened in the past, happened in the past. There's no need to go back. There's no need to rehash the situation with that person. Because I used to do that, you know? I used to be thinking, like, at night, like, damn, they really blame me. And then I'll go back and call them, because, of course, they don't answer. And I go back and call them, and I'm like, you know, da da da. And I'm, like, talking to them, and I'm expecting something different. To one point, the person was like, we talk about this all the time. We talk about this all the time. We're not getting over because I'm going to give you the same answer. I'm not going to change my answer. I'm not going to give you something different, what you're looking for. It's going to be the same thing. You can say it in a different way. You can express your feelings more deeper, but it's going to be, my answer is going to be the same. And in that moment, it's like, you can't do nothing but move on. You can't do nothing but let it go and stop dwelling on it. Because if you're going to continue to dwell on something that is not going to benefit you moving forward, because at the 9 times out of 10, this situation that you're dwelling on, it's not going to benefit you. You're not going to be thinking about this 5 years from now with your new man or your new woman or your new situation, whatever the case may be. You're not going to be thinking about this at all because you're going to learn from the mistakes that happened in the past and you're going to bring them into your new relationship and you're not going to do what you happened previously because you learned. And you healed, and you grow, and you grow, and you did all these things. And that's why I want everyone to understand. If you can get to that factor, if you can get to that part in your life, you made it. You made it. Because most people can't do that. And that's what I want to encourage everyone to do. And that's what you should be able to do in your life. So, I do want to, you know, just say this and leave this on the note. Don't be a victim. Take ownership of your life. Take control over your destiny. This is your future that is counting on you. Your present you is counting on you so your future you can become better. It's there. It's waiting for you to grab. But in order for it to be there for you to grab, you have to be in a clear state of mind. You have to be at the best version of yourself. You have to be at the top tier best version of you as possible. And you can't do that if you're stressing over something that is out of your control. You can't do that if you're trying to change a person who does not want to be changed. You can't do that because it's going to stress you out. It's going to cause you to feel empty inside and feel like you can't achieve anything because you're so stressed out. Stop worrying about things that are out of your control. Only control the one person that you are absolutely fully in control of, which is yourself. That's the only thing that you can control. And if you have a little baby or whatever case, you can make it control the kid. But at the same time, you're the only thing that you can control. Control yourself. If you can control yourself, you can control the way you feel, your energy, and your aura about who you are, then you'll be okay. So in the day, all the obstacles are going to teach you how to be better. It's going to teach you how to be stronger. And that's what I need everyone to focus on this week. We're being better. We're taking ownership, accountability of our lives. So this is episode 73, When You Play the Victim. And as always, you want to know more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at The Chronicle of the Podcast. And if you want to know the personal chronicles of my life, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Desiree Yvette. So, this is episode 73 once again, When You Play the Victim, and we are out.